race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, the open borders globalist uniparty, whose chief recruiter is Karl Rove, whose founder is Dead Daddy Bush, is reeling in shock this morning because something happened that's never happened before. Trump chose us over them. For all his rhetoric and talk about beating these people, he's kept them in power by endorsing them over and over. And they've all done the same thing, from Mitch McConnell to John Thune. They just return to the Senate, screw them over, screw us over, spend their time snickering. And by the way, folks, Thune has this nasty little smirk when he gives these press conferences. They spend their time undermining Trump and our agenda. They virtually blocked all meaningful legislation in the House. Legislation that would have been life-changing for this country, for freedom. But the biggest lie is this lie. This battle between John Cornyn, who, folks, when he's not running for office, has a 35% F score from the Freedom Index in 2023. It always comes up to about 75, 76 when he's close to a primary. John Cornyn, right-hand man of Mitch McConnell and John Thune. And the simple proposition was this. Trump would endorse Cornyn if Thune, Cornyn, and McConnell voted on the SAVE Act and sent it to his desk. Now, that whole proposition was actually Paxton's idea, because Paxton put out a tweet saying to Trump, and I don't know if you remember this, hey, why are you giving your endorsement away? Get something for it. And Paxton promised, hey, listen, if Thune passes the SAVE Act, Trump signs it, I'll drop out. I'll drop out of the race. Cornyn, you know, can have the seat, can have the Senate seat. He'd boxed Trump in and forced him to have a backbone he has not been able to find standing on his own. And folks, there are good reasons for that. These rhinos truly still control the Senate. They don't control many other places. They've lost control of the House, but they still control the Senate, and they could chop block Trump's agenda. Well, Paxton brilliantly boxed Trump in, and so Trump had to double down. Okay, pass the SAVE Act. Cool. I'll endorse Cornyn. Well, these morons wouldn't even do that. Why? Because they've never seen Trump endorse a conservative, a MAGA, one of us over one of them. And they just snickered and figured that they could kill the SAVE Act. Again, why would these guys want to kill the SAVE Act? One very simple reason. Because that would mean a lot of seats controlled by Democrats, particularly in the House, would end up in Republican hands, and those hands would be conservative. They're not going to be Rhino Bush hands anymore. The uniparty would lose power. So fast forward to last night, the absolute funeral Karl Rove was holding on Fox Business. I'm not going to play it for you. It's too painful. Going on and on about how Trump screwed up, and now we're going to have to spend millions of dollars in that primary between Paxton and Cornyn that we could have used against a Democrat. But Carl knows that's a total crock, right? Because all Cornyn and McConnell and Thune had to do was pass the SAVE Act. And Paxton would have dropped out, which costs $0 and 0 cents. But instead, they said, screw you to Trump, because, again, they've never seen him side with us instead of them. They lost bigly. Trump just announced the endorsement of Paxton. It was glorious. And I bet I know the calculation Trump made. It's not too hard to guess. He knows that as punishment, his agenda will be blocked in the Senate. But is that really too different from what's already happening right now? The news was doubly bad for the Karl Rove candidates, because in Louisiana, Cassidy, another nasty rhino, anti-Trumper, even voted to impeach Trump, got defeated by the Trump-backed candidate. See, the uniparty's problem is that their awful rhino candidates have come to depend on Trump's endorsements. Now they're learning they went way too far. They should have given Trump more, because he simply doesn't see the difference in capitulating to them and not capitulating to them. His agenda is blocked either way. Folks, and you want to know what finally probably pushed him over the edge? It's not just the SAVE Act. It's the fact that in order to protect the Democrats from the SAVE Act, remember what happened here. John Thune called a vacation and sent everyone home instead of doing the filibuster, which, yes, would have taken weeks of listening to people whine and speechify, but we could have done it. Instead, he sent everybody home, then came back from vacation, and you should see the press conference with a little snicker on his face, announced he just didn't have time to do the SAVE Act. So sorry. It was the final screw you to Donald Trump. But here's the thing. During that vacation, Trump could have at least made recess appointments of some really good people, but John Thune had the Senate gaveled back into session every 3 days so that by law, Trump can't make recess appointments. It's the ultimate screw you. Folks, that's how confident that they were that Trump would endorse them no matter what they did to the country, to us, or to Trump. And Trump has finally said to the bully on the playground, enough. Take your foot off my throat. Here's Thune whining and complaining to the media that after spending millions of dollars on John Cornyn defeating Paxton again, Thune didn't have to do that. No one made him do that. It's from his senatorial committee. No one made him do that. He chose to do it to keep the Uniparty's dream of open borders and the erasure of America's sovereignty, which started with Daddy Bush and was carried forward by W. Bush. Remember, he tried to do amnesty. They almost got it, folks. We'd be living in a one-party system run by Democrats, Chinese style, if the Bushes had gotten their way. And unfortunately, folks, these are the debris that they left behind. All of these people came in that Bush wave. They were all recruited by Karl Rove. And folks, there was a great Politico article, going back about 12 years ago now. And it explained the dilemma Republicans faced. Karl Rove would come in and they could either spend about $400,000 helping you in your Republican primary, or they could spend it against you. You could do all the usual Republican things, run all the fake ads about the Bible and abortion and your daddy's shotgun and all that. But you had to promise one thing, that you would vote for amnesty when the time came and you would compromise with the Democrats when you were asked. And they're not asked much, but when they are, it shocks the conscience of the people who vote for them. Most people take the $400,000. Well, these people now have begun to get defeated at the early stages in the primaries, but we're still left with this real cancer from the Bush era, and so much of it lives in the Senate. You know, there was a governor of California called Jerry Moonbeam Brown. I talk about this interview all the time. And he was asked, as liberal as he was, what his biggest fear was. And you know what he said? He said, Republicans, they're not fighting the Democrat Party anymore. This was during the Romney era, the McCain era. He said, my party's going to go too far if there's no one to stand in their way. That's really shocking coming from a doctrinaire liberal, but he was right. So finally, we just saw in the last few days, Nasty Cassidy go down in Louisiana, defeated by a Trump endorsement. But folks, everybody's missing this one because this is actually the best part, the defeat of Mitch McConnell in that Kentucky primary. Now you're thinking, wait, he's not running this time. Mitch McConnell, folks, you got to understand, is an absolute total monster. And the Uniparty had already set up his successor to take over his corruption, a guy by the name of Cameron. Now, understand, Mitch McConnell spent 41 years building the most powerful Republican machine in the Senate. He is an open borders globalist, and he blocked nominees, killed a lot of Trump's legislation, outlasted six presidents, and bent the entire GOP caucus to his will for four decades. Folks, he was walking corruption. He had the same deal, remember, that Hunter Biden did, except he had it through his father-in-law. He went from being upper middle class to his family having a net worth of $200 million after his father-in-law went into business with the Chinese. In fact, they call him Cocaine Mitch because those ships that the Chinese run in partnership with the McConnell family were caught moving trafficking cocaine into America. This is the level of corruption that we're talking about. When you look at the Bush cabal, they've always been tight with China, same as the Democrat Party. So that's very much the trademark. Anyway, they had planned to run Cameron And Cameron started off the race leading the other candidate, Barr, 60-40. But Trump made one phone call, one diplomatic offer, got the candidate out of the way, and then endorsed Barr over Cameron. Well, Cameron just finished at 30% and Barr won with 60%. So this is the seat McConnell has held for since 1984, and it is now flipped to a Trump loyalist in a single election. So, folks, this is brutal for the uniparty rhinos. They lost Cassidy. They lost Barr. And they probably will lose Cornyn. What does this show? Why are they panicked? Because, again, they went too far. And Trump has stopped endorsing them. By the way, did you notice this? That, John Cornyn has pretended for a while that he supports the SAVE Act, but he doesn't really. Yeah, he was actually claiming that he needs the filibuster lifted so the SAFE Act could get through. That's too little too late. But that's the level of the panic. Again, Karl Rove, all of them were always smug in their confidence that Trump would always back them over us because of fear. Apparently, that fear is gone. And that reality is setting in over the last 24 hours. By the way, as I'm recording this, Donald Trump was giving a press conference, and if you look at the numbers, it's truly shocking how powerful Trump's endorsement still is. And unfortunately, so many times it's been used for evil, like it's used right now in my state to endorse Lindsey Graham. It's kept all the challengers away. And again, Trump did that because Lindsey literally controls all of the budget. Trump's not getting anything. By the way, after Lindsey wins, Trump may not get anything either. But listen to this. President Trump just went 37-0 for his MAGA endorsements. So 10-0 in Pennsylvania, 6-0 in Alabama, in Georgia, 9-0, Indiana, 5-0, Kentucky, 6-0. You get the idea. So, folks, let's hope that Trump sticks with endorsing America First candidates and just locking the uniparty out, because we are going to lose this battle with the Democrats if we don't get these people out. Jerry Brown understood it perfectly. The danger is not the Democrats. It's that the Republicans won't be there to stop them.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.